The government is facing mounting pressure from inside the hearing industry to regulate the sector. On Tuesday, we told you about the plight of Louise Wilson, who couldn't afford to pay more than $12,000 for new hearing aids. Since then, we've been flooded with stories of people just like Louise who feel ripped off by audiologists who sold them expensive but ultimately ineffectual hearing aids. And the industry itself says unless action is taken, these stories will continue. Simon Galletta reports from Gippsland.
All three of the country's peak audiology bodies agree the industry needs to be regulated.
The public is at risk. There is a big business behind the profession of audiology.
Dr. Louise Collingridge is the head of Independent Audiologists Australia.
There's a whole private sector that is completely unregulated, and anyone can call themselves an audiologist.
She says people are regularly being pushed towards buying expensive aids.
So information is given to them that high-level technology, which comes at a price, is essential for benefits. Now, there is no independent research that would support that.
Those fears are echoed by Mark Wyburn, whose 11-year-old son Luke was diagnosed with hearing loss at just 7 months. Mark's the secretary of Parents with Deaf Children. He says parents are vulnerable to exploitation, assuming expensive is best when that's not always the case.
The risk you have is that if you get the incorrect hearing aid when a child from, say, 0 to 3, they may not progress with their early intervention, and unfortunately that could lead to lifelong disability.
And the big bills leave people making difficult choices, like Louise Wilson, who AM spoke with earlier this week.
I feel guilty that I had to choose over my hearing before my children, and it shouldn't have to be that way. I should be able to put my children first. It's hard.
President of the Australian College of Audiology, Ian Morby, insists the current regime of self-regulation works.
The professional bodies have a significant amount of teeth in the sense that they have peer review, and those peer reviews can actually get their OHS accreditation stripped, and if that is stripped, these people are not able to get government assistance.
Now, well, government assistance aside, they can still sell.
Yes, they can. Absolutely.
And
can.
That's really where I'm going. I mean, you talk about teeth, but they're pretty soft teeth because all they can do is expel you from the organisation. They can't actually restrict you from selling. Regulation would restrict you from selling.
No, that's true.
And that accountability is what the head of the Hearing Aid Audiometry Society of Australia, Tony Carey, wants.
There's a large sum of money being exchanged for devices, and whenever there is profiteering from something like this unregulating, rogue traders will exist.
He says the industry's self-regulation isn't enough.
When you can just set up shop and have nobody to answer to, that becomes a little bit dangerous.
Tony Carey ending that report from Simon Galletta. The Assistant Minister for Health and Aged Care, Ken Wyatt, was unavailable for comment. And we've been told that following our previous story, Louise Wilson was donated a new pair of hearing aids.